You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 791 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, it's another World Cup episode where Megan and I report live on site, bringing you all the actions, insight, and behind-the-scenes movements and moments of the biggest stage in dressage. We kick off with U.S. rider Ben Ebling sharing his experience competing in the world's best and what it takes to perform at the elite level. Next, we catch up with Lithuanian Olympic rider Justina Vanagate, who talks about traveling to the United States and preparing her superstar horse, Nabab, on the international stage. To wrap it up, Megan sits down with Swedish Olympic rider Patrick Kittel, discussing his 11th World Cup appearance and continued success at the top of the sport. From the international journeys to elite competition, this episode is packed with everything World Cup.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
This is Reese Coffler-Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I think I'm recovering, but it's a slow go. And if I remember correctly, you had a lot going on, and we did not discuss equine affair. And so let's talk about the turnaround. Like, you went from World Cup right to equine affair.
I did. So when there's always a lag, and this is one of the, you learn the process with the media. You can't just go to the World Cup, for example. You actually have to apply with media credentials. The Equine Network actually does that for us. And then we have to kind of wait to get our credentials. So we never know if we're going to get credentials or not. So we talked about it. And then Equine Affair, which is an amazing event. They have one in Ohio, which is the one I did, and one in Massachusetts, came and asked me if I would be a presenter there. And it's a really cool event. Actually, I have a lot of history there. That is where I met. Well, there's a dispute on how I met Glenn. Jen and I think we met, who is our boss and our producer here on the network. We met at an event for the World Games in Lexington. But then I went to Equine Affair and I taught and was a presenter there. And I met, I think Jen brought Glenn to meet me. And that is actually how this whole kit and caboodle started. So it's a really fun, and it has a lot of memories for me. So when they asked me, it had been, oh my gosh, guys, almost 20 years. We're going to say 18 years since I had done it. And I will say, Megan, it was so funny to walk in that ring. Literally, it's the same ring that I walked into almost 20 years ago. And it's just funny. I think anybody who is middle-aged, that hurts a little, but I'm mid-40s. And walking in that ring, I'm just a very different person and trainer than I was 20 years ago. And I hope better, for sure. I certainly know more, for sure. And I know that I know less, if that makes sense. but it was fun, because I will never forget the first time my mom was with me, and she like threw me in the ring. She's like, you got this. Cause I followed a natural horseman who had like, I swear he had a disco ball and a t-shirt. He had for sure a t-shirt gun and like cranking music. And I was like, ah, I have a t-shirt gun, mom. And my mom was like, get out there. Like, you got this. And so, yeah, it was fun to go back. But and then, so then I had signed a contract. So I was under contract with Equine Affair, and then our credentials came through, and you and I talked about it. And I was like, Megan, you know, this is such a cool event. I mean, I remember all the World Cups we have covered. They're one of my favorite memories. I know they were one of Philip's favorite memories as well. And I wanted you to have the experience. I mean, that's a mega perk of our job here at the Horse Radio Network, is that we get to do that. So I flew in. We flew in at the same time. I stayed Thursday, and then you took me to the airport Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught at Equine Affair. And first of all, I have to also thank all the demo riders. And there was also a demo, and we can talk about that too. Becky Moody did one the same day on Friday at the World Cup. But, you know, these don't happen without demo riders. And it is really hard to be a demo rider. You know, it's really hard. So I really want to thank all my riders that came and rode for me. It was really fun. And, you know, again, I have three per session usually. And so it's a quick turnaround. So it's a little talking to the audience, a little teaching. I try to give something to the riders for their time for coming. And it's busy. There's a lot going on. So, it was a really fun experience. So yeah, you and I had just also come home. So we have a lot going on. I'm not going to say that my laundry is completely organized or my closet looks at all like that. I like it, but yeah, all the horses are good and everybody's getting worked and, you know, we'll get it together. So yeah. So, and my team here, we've had some good switch ups, but some switch up of my team. And so, you know, people are working part-time. We're figuring it out, but we're making it work for sure. It's all good.
It's a wild time, isn't it? Getting settled back home. I'm like, I'm not sure I know what's happening because now I'm leaving for Midwest Horse Fair.
Yeah, and you leave for Midwest Horse Fair.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, I need to get, you know, everything through the laundry. Are my costumes ready? Are the horses packed? Is the trailer packed? So I'm a little bit like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's a wild time, isn't it? And so we're going to have a rundown of Midwest Horse Fair. I am so excited to hear what happens there. But yeah, it's, I think April's is wild because we also have, you know, in Lexington, we have Defender or the Kentucky 3-day, and that's in 2 weeks. And then we have Derby. So it's just a really wild time here in like all the best ways. Like you just have to just run with it. Like I always kind of keep a little charcuterie in the fridge and some wine because you never know who's in town. Uh-oh. It's like who's calling and who's coming. And, you know, that is really always, it's just a special time for sure.
That is smart. I need to do that. I do not keep that on hand. But yeah, I'm super excited. I wanted to share with you with Horse Fair, I actually am having a dream come true. The main thing I'm so excited about is I get to ride to live music. And so I can't wait to tell you how it goes. I'm really excited.
And we're gonna have to have your artist come on and talk because you told us this story at dinner. And so we're going to leave a little drum roll because Megan has the coolest thing she's doing. There is live music. There's Grand Prix. Like there's tons of cool stuff. So we can't wait. I can't wait for the pictures and we're going to have your artist on as well. It's such a cool story and it's going to be fun. So I can see everybody. You can see why Megan and I have not been sleeping. we're working hard together. And we also do have to do a shout out for Dressage for Kids because along with everything else, you and I are doing like a business boot camp.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm back to school. I never liked school. And this is really important to me. I was so excited when you told me you had signed up for it. And I was like, Reese, I want to join you.
Yes.
And I'm really excited to look at my business from different eyes. And I just want to thank London Gray and everyone else who's made this possible. So to make my business better and yours. Yep. So thank you.
And then you and I, you know, we get to talk. So we're talking, we got lots of little irons in the fire right now, but all good stuff. And we encourage everybody. I mean, these programs are out there for people to use them and apply. You never know, you know, like, and you never know the experiences. So we're going to keep coming along with our experiences, but we'll definitely at the end have to do a rundown of what we learned. But we have our second class tonight after recording. So it's really good. So really lots of fun stuff going on. And we're going to get right into this interview. I know you guys are super excited because this is going to be a special show. So we're going to have a quick commercial break from Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control.
This episode is brought to you by Farnam and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, a new fly spray for horses. Discover fly protection redefined with Endure Gold. made to annihilate flies, ticks, and mosquitoes with brand new EPA-approved ingredients never seen before in equine care, Endure Gold is backed by science and built for hard work, delivering fast knockdown and up to 14 days of fly protection. Add Endure Gold to your arsenal and upgrade your fly control rotation.
Well, today we are so excited to have Ben Ebling back on the show. He has been a mainstay for many years now, but I've never done it in person, so that's really fun.
First time in person.
Welcome to the show and our Fort Worth.
Yeah, good to be here. Really good to be here. So, good to be back on the podcast.
Right? So tell us, how are you feeling? How's Belina doing?
Belle's feeling fantastic. You know what? She traveled great here. Really, really thankful to the professional shippers that helped us get here. But you know what? She's been like that. She's an experienced traveler. She's been all over the world. And to be in our home country representing Team USA, it doesn't really get better than that.
Kind of gives me chills. I'm not going to lie. I'm standing here. I'm like, I get a little chills. I love that because this isn't your first rodeo, but this is your first World Cup, right?
No, it's my second World Cup. I competed in Saudi Arabia, but it's my first World Cup on home soil. So I'm really excited. You know, I think we've obviously fielded a really good team, really strong team.
Very
with
strong.
The other U.S. riders, both in jumping and dressage. So I think we're primed for a good showing.
I love that. So tell us, what's your day been like? So we are recording on Thursday.
Yeah,
so kind of tell us, what have you been doing the last couple of days?
Right, last couple of days, you know, we've had a little bit ring familiarization, which I have to say to anybody watching at home, I think you're going to be really impressed by how the arena looks on camera. And those that are coming in person, it is, I've been, you know, kind of all over the world at World Cup shows. I went to Sertogenbosch with my dad, Leipzig, Las Vegas. This is the best World Cup stadium I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh. Cool. I mean, we've only seen the backside because we've heard the warm up. People can kind of look down on you, right?
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's kind of cool. It's, you know, it's a little. You know what? She is so cool about everything. She just doesn't care.
Yeah. You know? Is that kind of weird for you to have people above you?
In a way, yeah. It's definitely out of the ordinary that you're kind of like underground and you kind of have to walk underground to get into the stadium. But it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
There's like a pathway. You can't really see it on the camera, but it's right down there.
Yeah. It's a pathway. You come from the stables, you walk through the pathway,
exactly.
And then you go down below the stadium.
Yeah. Yep.
Which
exactly.
is kind of an awkward.
Yeah.
Is that different from World Cups or the ones you
mentioned? It's similar, actually. Similar. Yeah. You know, you always have like kind of a stables arena that you kind of do most of your work, and then you have kind of the 10-minute arena. We came together as riders and just thought that it would be best if we had, you know, two or three horses in there at all times would be great, as opposed to just a main 10-minute arena. Normally, you just have one horse.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So
normally, you'll break off,
easier.
Right? You'll
it makes it a little bit easier just timing-wise for everybody.
Good.
So, you know, it's great to have a great team of riders here, you know, from countries all over the world. We've got somebody, a friend of mine from Morocco is here competing. You know, all of the Europeans are here. It's really great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great field of competitors.
I will. So,
and who is more competitive, you or your dad?
Oh,
and
solid question.
What advice has he given you? So I want to hear the details.
Yeah, we want to hear the real details here.
I got to say, I think I probably got my competitive nature from him.
It's always the parents' fault.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're it's cool. You know, I'm getting a lot of advice from somebody who's done it so many times himself.
Please.
You know, and he trained my horse, you know, and so, but I was lucky to be a part of the training since she was a 6-year-old. You know, I rode the horse always growing up a little bit. And, you know, it was kind of just this perfect handoff of the baton with Belena. And he just trained such an incredible horse that now I get to go and compete. So I really feel like even though we're competitive, we really work together on this project. So it's cool to bring her into Top Sport at her first major championship, you know?
Right. So do you watch some jumping and get a little jump vibe again? You started as a jumper, right?
I did.
And you transitioned.
I did. You know, I never really fully feel like I'm out of the jumping. You know,
you're like, I'm in there watching.
I gotta get back to it at some point. But, you know, I mainly switched to dressage to help my jumping because the thing about that is it's 90% dressage.
Yeah. Preach it, dressage trainers. Here we are. We're here for jumpers.
I just hate to. I'd hate to bring out the pee off in the middle of a double combination. So
you know, collection. You may need some sort of collection,
right? Yeah.
So
hopefully the pirouettes will help me with my turns. I don't know.
That's right.
And
I love that.
Question for your prep: do you have a hype song or do you meditate?
Ooh. I do. Actually, me and Belle have a hype song.
Yes.
I guess you could call it a hype song, but it's "Oh Honey" by Delegation. It's very chill, very kind of funk music. You know, R&B.
Yeah. Oh no, we should probably get that playing. Like, I have to look that up. I'm sure I probably heard of it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good one. It's a classic. So, you know, it just kind of gets us chilling in the zone together, you know, and it's all about, you know, it's a song about somebody who really loves this girl and she's my girl.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Oh,
Megan. Megan's gone, everybody. I'm here with Ben.
Hey, I'm a newbie. I'm taking every moment.
I love it. So tell us, we're interviewing. It's about lunchtime now.
Yeah.
So what do you do for the rest of the day? Because you don't go till late, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, past bedtime. Typically, you know, when you have kind of a later show, you want to get them out kind of in the morning at some point, kind of at noon or so. I actually just took her out, just got done with the ride on her, just kind of went through the exercises. Typically a warm up with her is a little different than most horses. She's really a high octane horse. So, you know, the more you ride, the hotter she gets. So I've really chiseled down my warm up pre-class to about 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. She does a little bit walk, trot, canter, a couple transitions, get her on the hind leg and she's ready to go. Exercise work about normally 4 hours before. Today is a little more. It's, you know, 6 hours, 7 hours. Yeah. But, you know, she's got it in her and she's cool.
I love that. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So tonight you're going to have your hype song. You're going to rest a little. What are you doing?
Yeah, probably go back.
Shopping. What are you doing?
Probably going to go back to the hotel, get a little rest in, you know, kind of go over a little bit of film. Mm-hmm. Just kind of final preparations for myself. Met with my sports psych this morning, who's been just a big help to me. You know, so.
I think that's a huge point. I think people, maybe there's a stigma around that, but I love that you're doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, we're athletes and we have to be, you know, really serious about the mental game. You know, a big part of it in dressage, riding in general, you know, there are so many things you can't control. Mm-hmm. And being able to adapt and overcome and kind of go into any arena, just believing, my belief is that I'm just bringing my training into the arena. You know, it doesn't matter if it's World Cup or if I'm showing at Wellington or just a backyard show. Yeah. It's all the same.
Well, and for you, I mean, truly, at some point, right, it is all the same.
Yeah.
And, it's your big ring here, you're being in Saudi Arabia, it's the same. So I think, actually, not even having stigma, that is so normal for a high performance rider. And I think it should be normal for all riders.
Has to be. Yeah. It's a big part of the game.
I love that. Well, you've been so generous with your time today.
Oh my gosh, guys.
You and Bill have a great, I can't wait to hear this hype song.
You're
going to hear us screaming later. You'll see us. You'll know where we are for sure. So how can our listeners follow you online?
Go ahead and follow me at Ben_Ebling on Instagram. That's pretty much my main platform. I've always got some good posts out, mostly about Bell, but also about, you know, kind of just my life in general. Mm-hmm. I like to kind of give a little personal insight to my life as well, so that everybody can kind of see what I'm about.
But you're really a normal person. I think that's
somewhat. Yeah.
You try.
Yeah.
You try.
I try to be. Yeah. Well, I'd be comfortable being weird, right? Life's too short to not be weird.
Exactly. Ben, thanks so much for your time today. Yeah. This was awesome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Reese.
Thank you.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. I have a very special guest with us.
I'm Justina Vanagaita Samuila from Lithuania, international dressage rider.
Not only that, you are a third-time World Cup rider, correct?
That's true.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And I do believe you've gone to the Olympics, have you not?
I was.
Oh, yes.
I was in the Paris 2-4. Yeah.
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 And so what is it like to be here for your third World Cup?
I need to say that, you know, after Olympics, everything is a little bit more normal.
It is.
When I was the first time, my first time for first World Cup finals was in Omaha. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was like I was going with big guys everywhere and it was like something wow, you know. And now it's my third one, and it's okay. Like
it's a blast, right?
It's still a huge thing, you know. And I'm very happy that it's in Texas because I love it. I love everything about Texas. I love the people. Mm-hmm. They are so good. Everything except food, a little bit too heavy for me. But everything else is like amazing. You know, I already bought my jacket, which I'm in love, and I said I will definitely change my style. You know, and I will go somewhere to the coffee or a restaurant. I will dress like a cowgirl and with a hat and then the boots. That's amazing.
And you've been able to leave the competition and be a tourist?
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. I was in stockyards. Of course, we didn't left for Vox, but at least for now. But it was a huge thing, actually, for me to we were in in stockyards 3 times already, actually.
Did you ride a longhorn?
Yeah. You can't say that it's a ride. I was sitting on it, maybe.
Yeah, me too.
Making the video of me. And yesterday I was in Rodeo. And to be honest, I was surprised in a bad way. You know, I didn't like what they were doing with the small cows, you know, with the leash and putting it on the neck. I didn't like it at all. But everything else, it's like amazing.
It's pretty amazing, yeah. Isn't it? And so what I really want to know is, what does it feel like when you are going around the outside of the arena? What are you thinking before you enter the arena?
Before I'm thinking? Before the arena?
Yeah. But going around the outside of the arena before your test.
Usually I'm like, if it's a big competition like this, people are clapping and, you know, they are supporting me. So I'm trying to do my best to wave them, mm-hmm. even to smile, send some kisses, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. my coach is always saying that, you know, Justina, you need to concentrate. And I'm saying that that's how I put my stress away. You know?
Yeah. And your coach, tell us a little bit about your coach. It's your very first coach, correct?
Yeah.
When you started riding?
She was the one who was taking me on the lounging line, you know, mm-hmm. when I was starting to ride. And we were riding together from, okay, now 24 years. Like, you know, I'm getting older and mm-hmm. older. So every time I need to concentrate and think how much time we are spending together. So she's like my second mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, she is not here with us. Usually she goes to all bigger competition, and like World Cup Finals definitely is mm-hmm. a bigger competition. But this time she's quite in her age, mm-hmm. so it's not an easy to have the 16 hours flight,
correct,
that kind of lady. So she said, "That's sorry, Justina, but this time I'm not coming."
Mm-hmm. And you're a trailblazer. You're the first Lithuanian Olympian, correct?
I'm the first and the only one. We had also this year, last year in Olympics, we had also a show jumper.
Mm-hmm.
So we were qualified, both of us, mm-hmm. For the first time. But I'm definitely was the first dressage rider in Olympics. And I was the first and only one in World Cup Finals for dressage.
And do you feel pressure to be the first?
Yeah, in one hand, you know, with a good joy comes a lot of responsibility, and I feel a little bit the pressure, but I'm feeling the pressure like it comes from myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not coming from others, because basically I don't give a fuck what people are saying. but I'm like, I'm quite mean to myself, and yeah, so impression comes from my head.
And do you have a coach to work on mindset?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Only before Olympics, I had like few mental breakdowns. So then I called to my, actually, I was studying psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it helps a lot to control myself. But before Olympics, when I had my mental the stability,
yeah.
I called to my colleague with whom I was studying psychology, and I asked him, because he is a sports psychologist, and I asked him if he might recommend someone who could work with me. And we don't have in Lithuania a lot of those, and it was like 1 week before Olympics, so he was trying to find me some. He didn't succeed it. And then he said, okay, so I won't leave you alone. Because basically, we are not, because we know each other, he can't consultate me.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I won't leave you alone. And, you know, I already know, like, basically everything. Mm-hmm. You know? So he just put some dots on E, and mm-hmm. everything went very good.
Very good. And do you have a nickname for your horse in the barn?
It's Kebab.
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 Yeah.
And I love his hearts.
Yeah.
Why did you choose hearts?
I don't know. That's my signature. He always is with hearts
mm-hmm.
during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually clipped him just before coming here. And the hearts were very, like, they were, you could see them really clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But we had almost miles in Lithuania in that time. And now when we came here, we already here almost 1 week. And now almost all the guards are gone.
Oh, I saw them. I was like, I love her.
Yeah. But basically, they are going away. Yeah. Slowly, they are going away. The forest is going away. Yeah.
And what is your favorite movement to ride? I want to say, watching your Grand Prix, I loved your half passes. I would love to ride your horse's half passes. It looked amazing.
Yeah, basically half passes. I love passage. I love I love periods. I love the elements where I don't need to work. Where he does all the job. I just sit and a little bit, you know, and control him a little bit. That's it.
And how do you like the venue? How have you prepared for this trip differently from Omaha?
The venue is amazing, really good. Nothing special, to be honest. Nothing, you know, for us is like sixth flight. So Nabab is used to it.
Okay.
And 2 months ago, I was in Omaha flying there. So it's the same routine, the same. I didn't change anything. He knows what he is doing. You know, also, I need to say that... just to come to Liege Airport, it takes 2 days for me.
Wow.
Drive, yeah. 11 hours each. So it's like, in one hand, he's used to that. On the other hand, he hates it because it's a long trip.
Yeah.
The flight by itself is really easy. Mm-hmm. You know, the horses are sleeping, they are eating normally. They don't need to, how do you call it, when they, you know, then the truck is moving and they need to compensate a little bit balance, you know, themselves in the trailer, so, or in the car, and in the plane they just stand like normal in the box in the ground, so it's not a big issue, but yeah, basically I'm trying not to change anything.
Excellent. What has been your favorite moment here?
Can't say everything looks like really, really nice. Favorite more, I can't like tell that it was something specific, you know. Everything, like, it's a new experience, and that's really nice show and nice city and nice people and nice audience, of course.
And what do you have your sights on next after the World Cup?
So basically, after World Cup, I have after 1 month new World Cups coming. So I'm going to Estonia for the first World Cup qualifiers. And then I already have my schedule, but I can't remember. What I know definitely that Aachen World Championships. It's, I think, in the end of August, so still a lot of time. But before that, also I have planned several World Cup World Cup qualifiers.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really, really appreciate it, and I'm really looking forward to watching your freestyle. You. And how should our auditors look you up on social media?
Justina Vanagaita. You will see
IG, Instagram,
Instagram and Facebook's Facebook. We're more active in the Instagram, of course. Yeah,
I love your videos of you riding bareback, doing ones. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I can do everything. With just help. And sometimes brothers are just disturbing me.
That's why you're here. Yeah, well, true. Thank you. Have the best time.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to keep the good times rolling for sure. Right after this commercial break from Kentucky Performance Products.
Does your performance horse have sore, stiff muscles? Does he lack energy or tire quickly during exercise? Does his competition schedule require travel? Studies show that horses in regular training and those with limited access to pasture often require additional vitamin E. They also show that horses being trailered even short distances can face immunity challenges. Elevate Natural Vitamin E can help. A research-proven powerful antioxidant, Elevate maintains healthy muscle, nerve, and immune functions. It does this by delivering a highly bioavailable source of natural vitamin E that is preferentially absorbed and retained in horses' tissues. For more information, visit kppusa.com or call 859-873-2974.
I have have an extremely special guest here with me. I am so excited to be joined by one of the most recognized names in international dressage, Patrick Kittel. He is a four-time Olympian.
Yes.
He is. This is also his 11th World Cup. And last night, you placed third in the Grand Prix with an amazing ride. Can you please tell us the story of Touchdown? Maybe something that behind the scenes that we don't know about, like his personality, maybe your routine, or maybe some treats that you give him.
Well, Touchdown is a very special horse, obviously, because he's sort of, from all my horses, he's almost the most uncomplicated.
Oh.
He's always very kind. He has a very good character, I have to say. The only thing is that he doesn't like to be touched.
Oh.
He's a bit like when you touch him, like he, like, you know, if I come with a candy and you touch him, he's happy. If I don't have a candy and touch him, he's grumpy. So he's very sensitive to touching. Like that's something he's always been, if you'd like want to see something that's very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
But he's incredibly, like, what do you call it? Like, committed to his people, the people he loves. He's always very, very there with you, and he always, like, friendly. Mm-hmm. He has an incredibly friendly eye.
Mm-hmm.
And he stands at home in our garden. He always looks out. He comes every time I come. He always, like, calls out in the evening if we come home from dinner with my wife. And he's like just a very, very workable, very relatable horse. Mm-hmm. I think, like, he's sometimes, I always call him a little professor because he's so smart and he's in a kind way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really cool. And what I think is with him is really good is that he's very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going Grand Prix now for many, many years, and like, he's always placed in the top. He's always, like, working. You never have to feel that he's not going to do something. He always tries his best. And I'm very grateful to have a horse like that. I mean, I'm also very blessed that I have so many amazing horses in my career. I mean, I've been, you know, riding, and there was some weird statistic that I had taken, like, you know, from 210, like 900 placings with 45 Grand Prix horses to God knows what. It's like, I don't keep track, but it's fun to know that you can, you know, educate and work with them in such a cool way.
It's truly amazing. And how was your trip here? How do you like, you've been all over the world. How do you like the Dickies Arena and the atmosphere? How do we stack up?
I think you stack up pretty darn well, I have to say. I was actually really surprised because, like, I've never been to Texas. I've been to Wellington. I've been to California. It's been amazing every time. I got lovely people. But I've never been to Texas. And I was a little bit conservative. I thought, like, oh, only cowboys, you know what I mean? And like, But I have to say, we've been incredibly well taken care of. People are so friendly. Like, I normally never smile before a test. And then yesterday I go around the arena and this woman calls and says, Patrick, we love you. And I was like, I had to laugh. It was really funny. I feel really embarrassed, but it was really funny. And I started laughing and then I started riding. And it's nice because you feel that the audience are very close to you.
Yes.
And they really want you to succeed, no matter if, you know, American or Swedish or, you know, from whoever country, they really want you to do well. And they really transport that to you, I have to say. You feel that a lot.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing, because a lot of times you go down center line and you don't feel that.
Yeah.
Or like, you have the pressure. And that just leads into the late judge, Jack Poe. I'm going to paraphrase it, but he used to say that when he was judging international competition, the greatest compliment a rider could give us is that he would want to ride your horse. And that is exactly the way I felt last night. Out of all the rides,
oh,
I really wanted to ride your horse.
He is lovely to ride. And to be honest, he is so kind that you could really put a kid on it. Like, I mean, he could take, you know, he could take my daughter trail riding, I swear to God. He's hot, very sensitive, but he would never hurt anything or anybody. He's just very, like, he'd rather bring himself to the desk than to bring, you know, to do it. He's really very special like that from character.
And what was your proudest moment last night?
I think I'm always, you know, like, you travel the horses here and you do all of this work and you qualify and, you know, it's a lot of things that can go wrong in the process. And then when you go down the center line and people are so enthusiastic, and he did an amazing test yesterday. I was super happy. You know, it's just so nice. And you feel it in them. You feel the horses are proud when you ride them. I always feel like you can see that home with the horses too, when you reward them or when you give them the sugar after, or they come to you and they the horses want to please humans, mm-hmm. you know, and if they, it's all about communication. If they understand what you want, they give back. So mm-hmm. I think that's always why I'm so proud when I'm finished, because I feel like, you know, we did it. We've done this amazing ride together and as a team.
It was absolutely beautiful. What keeps you motivated at this sport after so many years at the top?
I think for me, motivation is truly just to work. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of I like doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I like, if I'm, no offense to vacation, but after 3-4 days, I'm like, you know.
Me too.
You know, what should I do now? You know, when the gym has been like hit. And with the horses, it's just, they make you think a lot. It makes you keep your brain alive.
Yeah.
And I love that. Every day I come out and, you know, I make so many mistakes. I always think people are so afraid of making mistakes,
yes.
even as a rider. And I think I actually like making mistakes because it makes me do better. And I go home and I can think what I can do better with the horses. And I always feel like I'm never, you know, I'm never ended in the learning process. And I think that's what keeps me motivated, this constant hunger to understand more.
Yes.
Understand more about the horses, understand about a new horse, understand about different aspects of riding of the horse, not just the competition part, but like actually as a horse, as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Like what does this horse need? Is it more time here? Is it like this? Is it this feed? Is it this shoeing? Is it this supplement? Does it need to go more in the paddocks, less in the paddocks, more in the field, less? You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
all
I
these
do.
Fanatic things that you lay awake at night and wondering about. That's what keeps me motivated to break the little bonds that you get closer and closer to finding the solution to each horse.
Yeah, that curiosity.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing. What I want to share with you, my favorite moment of outside of this competition, I've never been to a press conference. And last night I went to a press conference as a spectator, well, as media. And it was really amazing to watch you, because Becky Moody couldn't think of anything great about her ride. And you stepped in. And you said, hey, give me the mic. And you said, I'm going to paraphrase again, but Becky Moody embodies what we want to see in the sport. And that was just such a kind moment and shows we're all human. And kindness, and how important is it in kindness in our sport?
I think right it's now. Really good. I think it's really important. I think, you know, we're all humans and we all make mistakes and we all have to own up to mistake, and the sport has to take responsibility. All of that, yes. But we have a great sport, and it's also, the sport has developed immensely. And I always say that when critics, they also have to develop a little bit. They also have to give us a little bit of slack. They also have to, you know what I mean? And
yes.
Some things they're criticizing that's not really criticize worthy. But some people you can also never change their opinion of.
Yes.
Like, you know, like I always think Isabel had a great interview and she said, you know, I don't mind what you're doing. You can ride with your horse out. You can do whatever you want, but you also have to respect my part of riding and my part of being with the horse. And I think that's exactly what it builds on, mutual respect. And I think when it comes down to the riders is that, you know, when we're in the ring, we're competitors.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to win. We all want to do our best. We, you know, but when we're off the pit, so to say, then we're very good friends and we can, like, laugh with each other and we can analyze each other. And we can, like, there's never any, like, oh, I should have won over you or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, like with Becky, I mean, I love, she's a really cool girl. She came from nothing. You know, she bred the horse. She comes in. She's not the perfect dresser. She has this beautiful red hair. You know,
yeah.
She's like, she's quite funny when she talks. You know,
yeah.
Rah, 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 rah. I love her.
And,
you know, and she's like with the horse and she does a beautiful test. And I think, you have to honor that, even if you, like, compete against her. Like, that, you know, and then she comes to me and says, you know, you're so good because you've educated so many horses and your horse is much better. Or, you know, Monica Tedoresco is a German team trainer. She came up to me and she said, oh, Tashna looks much better in the passage. She got him shorter. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very positive atmosphere behind the scene. And I love that because when I started 30 years ago, it was a bit different.
Yes.
Everyone was a bit more short.
Yes.
But now it's actually more like, okay. Test is test, but everything other than just the test, we're actually very, very good friends.
I love that. We need more of that. Are you nervous? Were you nervous for this competition? And what advice could you give to our listeners about competing that you wish you knew when you were younger?
Well, I can tell you one thing is that I am shit nervous.
Really? Even this competition?
Always.
This is your 11th one?
It never changes.
Really?
When I was a kid, I had actually really problems with nerves. I could really literally not sleep. I could puke. I could cry. I could be very emotional. Like, I was very stressed. And then luckily, when I was a teenager, just started competing, I had a really good mental coach, which I still use today, Shelley-Ann Hager, who's an amazing guy. And he taught me a lot about, like, bringing the nervousness into positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's for me, like, now when I get nervous, I get very negative. I think of all the bad things. Like, I can think like, oh, the horse is going to get lame, or the horse is going to bite its tongue, or the horse, or I'm going to miss the one, so blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I have then, like, every time I think a negative thought, I say stop to myself. So I break the thought and I start a new thought.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheldon also taught me like that, be proud of being nervous, because being nervous is actually a good thing, because when you're nervous, it actually means something to you. You want to ride and you want to perform and you want to, because otherwise you wouldn't avoid it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here.
I've been there for 30 years. Yeah. So something about it I must like, you know what I mean? And I started with that. And now it's like much more productive for me. Like, I say a lot less stop to myself. I'm much more like, you can do this. You've done it enough. You know, like I always say this example when I was one in Riyadh. And the speaker was a lovely girl. And she, you know, I come in around the arena for the freestyle. I'm last to go. Lottie had a bad accident. And, you know, Isabel wasn't on the top. And I was the last. And I was really like, okay, if you do a good job, this could go.
Yeah.
And then she says in the microphone, well, this is Patrick Kittle's ninth final. He's never been on the podium.
Oh, no.
You know, like, and I felt like, you know.
As you're going around
the arena.
This is not okay.
And it's just like, you know, and I felt like, oh my God, I'm the biggest loser. But then I thought, you know what? It doesn't really matter, because this is what I want to do.
Yes.
This is my life. This is my riding. This is my horses. I built this myself. I have no one else to thank for it. And I went in and I rode this amazing test and we won.
Yeah.
And I think that's a typical example of, like, don't let anything else tell you what you can and cannot do. And I've always been like that. That is something I'm lucky with, that I try to listen to people, but I will never let people take me down.
I love that. I needed to hear that, actually. Thank you.
You know, like, don't let people take you down, because the only one that is responsible for you is yourself.
Exactly.
And you make your own opportunities. You make your own, like, when people say, oh, but I don't have the money. Oh, I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
I didn't have horse background. I wasn't a talent. I was terrible in the saddle's kid. You should see videos of me when I was little. Jesus Christ. A lot. Like, 99% of the world rides better than that.
Oh.
But, you know, I worked hard. I listened. I try to work on myself every day, and I still do. And I think just don't bother so much about the rest. Just do your own thing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. That's the best advice. And, I think we should end on that, because I think that is a perfect ending to leave people with.
Pleasure.
And where can our auditors follow you on social media and cheer you on?
Instagram. It's very simple. It's Patrick Kittle.
Mm-hmm.
It's very basic. I do all my Instagramming myself. It's super simple. I try to keep it very real.
Yes.
I try to keep it very, like, base to earth, like, basically what I, you know, I don't post super much, but I post a little bit. And I just hope that people can have a little bit of a personal invite and just see how it is. Because I think today we have to be a bit careful with social media, that we don't just glorify everything, because life isn't that glorifying always. I have bad days.
What?
My horses goes like shit. I ride like shit a lot of the time. But I think we work, like, you have to own up to it. So, okay, maybe today wasn't the best day.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't an Instagram day today, but it was life. And life isn't just sunshine. But I think what you make out of it is what gives you the best.
Mm-hmm. True that. Well, I wish you all the best in the freestyle and in life.
Yes.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity to interview you. And I know you're incredibly busy. So thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Well, I hope everyone's gotten their book club book. Huh, Megan?
I'm pretty excited.
I
cannot wait. It's Fur Mama, and who is it by, Reese?
By Diana DuPont. And
get it, grab it. We have still a little bit of time. We have our interview in June. So just a reminder to grab the book. I'm really looking forward to it as well. And it is right on my desk looking at me to start reading. So I'm really looking forward to it for sure. Well, everybody, if you're not a subscriber yet, do that now. Just search Dressage Radio Show on your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community of the Horse Radio Network auditors on Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes insights, special offers, and opportunities to participate in Horse Radio Network podcasts. Go to patreon.com/Horse Radio Network. The Dressage Radio Show Facebook is Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com, and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Farnham and Endure Gold Killer Fly and Mosquito Control, and Kentucky Performance Products. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.